his mate at Cranbourne is Robbie Griffiths, who's in and out pretty early today. How are you, Robbie?
Yeah, great, thanks.
You there, Robbie?
Well, dude.
No, we're eavesdropping in on his conversation. This could be much more entertaining than my interview. No, you've stopped. All right, sorry about that. How are you, mate?
Good, Matt. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm well, I'm well. They all going around?
All going around, yes.
Always exciting at this time of year when the lightly raced, maturing babies from last season present again for the new season, and that's the case with Shadow Griffo and Something Violet today.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we're really happy with Shadow. She's had a couple of nice trials and done everything right. So unknown at Flemington, you know, she's got to adapt to straight racing, which is something new, and it's only her second race start, but her talent's there. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure she'll give us a good side with the benefit of having that experience. The other young lady, she didn't handle the ground at Sandown, and she was just a bit soft for her, so she was no good at Flemington at her second start. She didn't know how to handle the straight at all, but her track work's been good. Once again, she's going to have a crack and see how she goes.
Yeah. I mean, on face value, Shadow Griffo looks like a bit of a potential gooden, and Something Violet probably needs to find a bit privately, and given the excuses you just mentioned with Something Violet, is there much between them at home, these two?
At home, Shadow's always had the upper hand. She's always been the more talented of the two, and I think that was sort of proven in her Blue Diamond preview run when she's come back and run third and, you know, ran fantastic sectional. So I think that she's the filly that's got the, you know, got a bit of X factor about her, and hopefully we see it happen for her this preparation.
That exposure, all we saw was a flashing late run in a hot race behind Limestone. What about the tools she might bring to the table today? Is she capable of posying up, for instance, today, Shadow Griffo?
She has done in the trials. The only concern I have about today is her inexperience of never being down the straight track, and it can catch a lot of horses out. So if she adapts to straight racing, she's certainly got the talent and fitness, and she's had a beautiful preparation, so she really should run well. If it was the same race at, you know, Caulfield where she's been before, you'd be quite bullish.
Mm. What about physically? How's she compared to 6 months ago?
A little bit stronger. Not a great amount. She gained good weight when she was out, but a lot of it, you know, she sort of stripped off getting fit. She's not a big gross horse in any stretch of the imagination, but she's athletic, and she's been running the right times at the track, so I'd like to think she'll give us a good sight.
A little bit of pressure. She carries your name, you know. It's not. Are they ever any good, the ones that have the trainer tied into their names? I'm not sure.
I hope so. I know I can't run very fast. So.
Well, named after your palace, not really you.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And I guess every single filly in the world's being aimed at the 1,000 guineas, and you're going to tell us that if she measures up, that's her aim as well.
I think you're spot on. I think everyone that has a filly that has talent, you start there and hope that you get there. But you know, everyone's aiming for the same goals, and hopefully we've got the right type of horse to take us all the way.
All right, and Hay Bale was wiped out of Caulfield with the wind, and that was going to be a quick backup, and you returned to the scene of the wind today with Hay Bale?
Yeah, he's been at Flemington all preparation, and he's been racing particularly well and got his win last start, which is very good. He was weighted to do so, and everything fell into place. So, you know, certainly going back to the same track and same type of race, slightly up in grade, but the 3 kilo claim sort of brings him back into contention. So you'd think that if he continues to hold his form like he has done, I can't see why he wouldn't be in the picture again.
All right, terrific. All right, so Shadow Griffo's the one where most eyes are on today.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Good on you, Robbie.
Thank you, Matt. And